You're listening to the News and Music program on Kanto City's radio and television station, and are welcome to our Innis News. Towards the 93rd founding anniversary of Ho Chi Minh Communist Union and responding to the voluntary blood donation movement in 2024, this morning, Kanto City Youth Union informed newspaper, the Southwest Mobile Police Regiment and the City Red Cross Society jointly organized the 16th Red Sunday Festival in 2024 with the message, "Donate blood drops, your life and me." The program aims to promote the spirit of volunteering for the community among cadres on and youth union members to arouse the spirit of willingness to volunteer to participate in blood donation to save lives, contributing to the cause of caring, protecting, and improving people's health. Yesterday evening, the permanent board of Kanto City Youth Union and Kanto City Power Company jointly organized an event to respond to the Earth Hour campaign in 2024. After the musical performances to create a joyful atmosphere to prepare for the activity of turning off the lights for 1 hour, Kanto City Youth Union showed video clips for youth union members to better understand the meaning and origin of the Earth Hour event. Also in the same evening, many businesses in the city responded to the Earth Hour 2024 event by turning off advertising signs, peripheral decorative lights, and unnecessary electricity using equipment. In particular, hotel service, business units, and trade centers also designed standees, banners, backdrops to convey the message of saving electricity into a habit, lit candles, and arranged 60-plus logos to promote the Earth Hour 2024 event. To celebrate the 78th traditional anniversary of physical education, the day Uncle Ho wrote the article Fitness and Health, urging people to exercise, March 27, 1946, March 27, 2024, celebrating the 93rd founding anniversary of Ho Chi Minh Communist Youth Union. Today at Lu Phu Park, Ninh Kiều Street held the launching ceremony of the campaign, The Hon People Do Physical Exercise, following the example of the great Uncle Ho, and the Olympic Jogging Day for People's Health in 2024. Participating in the event were more than 5,000 people who were cadres, civil servants, laborers, armed forces, athletes in Kanto City, students of colleges and universities, and people of the walls of Ninh Kiều District. Yesterday morning, Kanto City Drug Rehabilitation Facility, in collaboration with Ninh Kiều District Youth Union, organized activities to celebrate the 8th Vietnam Social Work Day, March 25th, with the theme Vietnam Social Work Pioneering Professional and Connected, and celebrating the 93rd founding anniversary of Ho Chi Minh Communist Youth Union, March 26th, welcome the Youth Union Congress at all levels for the term of 2024-2027 with the theme Kanto Youth Volunteering for Community Life. For detoxification people to feel secure in treatment, the facility decided to implement the model Youth Union members of Kanto City Drug Rehabilitation Facility and detoxers in youth age plant a tree and a mat of flowers in living and working places. Also yesterday morning, the Italian Equipment and Technology Festival was held at the Institute of Biotechnology and Food under Kanto University. The Italian Equipment and Technology Festival creates experience opportunities for lecturers and students of the food industry, related industries, and the food processing business community in Kanto and Mekong-Delta to experience modern equipment and machinery in the food production industry and interact with experienced experts. Sources from Kanto City Department of Education and Training said that the delegation of city students was honored to win the top prize at the National Science and Technology Competition for High School Students 2023-2024 school year. With this software, students will experience, explore, play games, and cultivate more practical knowledge about personal development, family home, happy school, sustainable community, career orientation, and cancer hometown. And that's for now. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.